And welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And of course, I'm Rebecca. And guess what? Today your English will improve.
Well, let's see. Yesterday we started talking about the importance of walking.
Exactly. We learned that there are many health benefits to walking every single day.
And today we have more to learn about the benefits of walking.
So open up your magazine to the second day of the article,Walk your way to better health, and let's begin.
Walk your way to better health. Walking is also good for your wallet. It saves on the cost of going to a gym. Walk briskly for 150 minutes each week to get a good workout. A pedometer can get you started. Begin with trying to take 1,000 steps in 10 minutes to set the right pace. Walking helps your mental health, too. Putting one foot in front of the other isn't difficult. You don't have to think about it, so you can concentrate on other things. You can consider problems or think of ideas.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们看 workout 这个名词。Workout 是指体能锻炼或健身，例如 constant workouts help you build strong muscles and lose weight. 持续的健身能够帮助你锻炼强健的肌肉以及减低重量。如果要把 workout 拆成两个字，就是动词片语，例如 Paul works out 3 times a week at the gym. Paul 一周三次会到健身房去健身。接下来我们看的是 mental 这个形容词， mental 是指精神的、心理的或者是智力的。例如 ,the patient's mental status is still not very stable. 这位病患的心理状态还不太稳定。或者是 ,his physical and mental health improved after a long vacation. 经过长假的休养,他的身心健康状况都进步了。或者是 ,a stimulating learning environment is beneficial for children's mental development. 一个具有刺激性的学习环境有益于儿童的智力发展。
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, well, our lesson says walking is also good for your wallet. All right, there are many benefits to walking, and of course, it could help you save money.
So, how is something good for your wallet? That's a little confusing.
Well, I understand that something can be good for you, but of course, it can also be good for something that we have, right?
Well, that's true. But you know something? The next part of our lesson may give us an explanation. It says, which refers to walking, saves on the cost of going to the gym. So in other words, instead of having to spend your hard-earned money and go to the gym, you can actually just walk out your door, walk around the block, walk around the park. I love going to the park.
Okay.
And you save money.
You save on the cost. Now, what does cost mean here? How much you have to pay to do something. So, of course, if you're going to the gym, that costs money. There is a high price. There is a high cost. Of course, cost can be a noun and a verb.
Exactly. So, what are some other ways that we can use this word cost? I think I've got one.
Okay.
What is the cost of that bicycle?
What is the cost of something at the store? Of course, you need to know how much you need to spend. Well, there are many ways that you can use this word. And as our lesson continues, you can save money when you don't go to the gym because it could cost something to go to the gym. And our lesson says, walk briskly for 150 minutes each week to get a good workout.
So...Does it mean to do, wait, what does exactly does it mean to do something briskly?
Briskly is a great word. This means you do something quickly. So this, of course, is an adverb, just like the word quickly. And you can also see the adjective brisk in there. Just like the adverb quickly becomes quick, you do something quickly. What is a brisk walk? That is something we could talk about.
A brisk walk would be a very quick walk. Now, If you use the word briskly, though, that just means that you walk very quickly or very fast, whereas a brisk walk could actually refer to the length of the walk itself, not necessarily how fast or slow you are walking.
Okay, so a brisk walk is not a really super long walk. It could be very short and, of course, kind of fast as well. Well, early in our lesson, we saw the word workout. Let's talk about this word. What is a workout?
Well, a workout is a way to get some exercise.
Nice.
And as we've already talked about earlier, there are different types or different ways that you can work out. You can go to the gym or you can walk.
Well, working out is important. Now, what are some different types of workouts?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, everyone likes to do a different type of workout that meets their specific need. Well, I know for myself, I like to dance as a type of workout.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you know, other people like to go to the gym and you can lift weights, or sometimes people enjoy doing stretches, mm-hmm. or maybe you like to do a type of sport. That's also another form of working out.
Okay, so there are different kinds of workouts. You don't just have to go to a gym, or you don't just have to go out and walk. Well, where might you get a good workout? Of course, one place is the gym, but are there other places to get a good workout?
And have you ever seen those workout videos?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually have a workout right in your own living room. And I know my mom, she really likes working out to those workout videos.
And I think a lot of people do that. My friends do P90X. That's mm-hmm. one kind of workout. It's very intense. It's an intense workout.
So I have a very important question. What if I want to start walking regularly, like maybe even every day? What would be the best way to track how many kilometers I am walking every day?
Okay. Oh, Rebecca, the answer to your question can be found right here in our lesson. Look no further than your magazine. Why not try using a pedometer?
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I should get myself a pedometer. Then it can help me track how many miles I am walking or kilometers I walk every day. Have you ever considered using a pedometer?
I have not considered using a pedometer. This is one of the first times in my life I've even seen this word, pedometer. But what exactly does a pedometer do? I think that Rebecca answered this question. It tracks how far you go, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly. So anyway, now remember, it's important that you don't try to push yourself too hard. Hmm. Because our lesson says, begin with trying to take 1,000 steps in 10 minutes to set the right pace.
Wow, 1,000 steps. Wait, hold on. What does it mean to set the right pace here?
Well, you can use this phrase to indicate that you want to put something on the table. For example, I set my book on the table. However, what about in our lesson?
Yes, I think in our lesson it means something a little different, that you are determined how fast you want to walk. You set your pace. Of course, you can set your pace in a race, and sometimes that's what happens in car races. There is a pace setter, the car that goes before to set the pace for everyone before the race begins.
Exactly. Well, before we continue with this exciting lesson, Liz has something that she would like to share about this previous sentence in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. Please take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Begin with trying to take 1,000 steps in 10 minutes to set the right pace. The writer is saying that if you want to set the right pace, you can begin with trying to take 1,000 steps in 10 minutes. Notice the sentence pattern of today's sentence. Begin with trying to do something in a certain way to accomplish something. Use this pattern when you want to tell someone how they can accomplish something by beginning with a certain action. For example, let's say your friend wants to lose weight, and one of the first things he can do is to drink more water and less sugary drinks. So you can suggest to your friend, begin with trying to drink more water and less sugary drinks to cut calories. Or when it comes to improving your English, it's important to start practicing every day. So we can say, begin with trying to practice 10 minutes every day to improve your English. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, now walking is not only good for your physical health, but our lesson says that it is also good for your mental health.
And guess what? Walking is so easy. It doesn't take much thought to move one foot in front of the other foot. It's quite simple.
Some people may even say that it is a bit relaxing. Our lesson says you don't have to think about it, so you can concentrate on other things.
Okay, so let's talk about this word concentrate. What does it mean if you concentrate on something?
Okay, Rebecca, the answer is this means to think really hard about something. You're thinking, you're focusing, you're concentrating. Let's concentrate on this lesson.
So like this.
Think.
We're both really concentrating.
Yeah, you're concentrating better than I am. Yeah, you're really focused. That's really good.
Well, it's a good lesson.
Well, yes it is. Rebecca is good at concentrating on things that she needs to concentrate on. Now, what kinds of things do you need to concentrate really hard on?
Well, maybe you're in a play and you need to memorize a script for your play. You might need to concentrate really hard on that script. Or maybe you're playing an instrument and you're learning a new song on your instrument. You may need to concentrate really, really hard.
Those are some things you definitely need to concentrate on. And you might notice at the end of the day, you feel kind of drained mentally because you have been concentrating on things so much. So it's good to concentrate so you can learn new things. And that's why walking is so wonderful. You don't need to concentrate on your walking. You can think about other things.
Exactly, other things or ideas, as our lesson specifies. But it also says that you can consider problems or think of ideas. Well, anyway, we have so much more to learn about the benefits of walking and other things you can think about right after this.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. How far do you like to walk every day? Or maybe the better question is, would you prefer walking for exercise or going to the gym for exercise? We have already learned that walking has many health benefits. It can help control high blood pressure and even reduce your chance of having a stroke. As a start, just walk 1,000 steps a day. No big deal. This is a great opportunity for you to think about things. Let's see what else you can think about while you walk.
Walk your way to better health. You can think over conversations again, or just remember funny things that have happened recently. You can make walking part of your day. Instead of parking right next to your office, park a distance away and walk. Instead of taking the elevator, walk. You can even have walking meetings. They are what they sound like. But instead of sitting, you walk and talk things over. Make walking a habit and see how it makes you feel.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 recently 这个副词。recently 是指最近底或近来，常常和现在完成式一起使用。例如 ,have you seen Jason recently? 最近有没有看到 Jason 呢？或者是 the stock market has been rising recently? 股票市场最近都在上涨。如果把字尾的 ly 去掉 ,recent 就是形容词。例如 ,to apply for an ID card, you need to submit a recent photo.如果你要申请识别证，需要缴交一张近照。所以我们看的是最后一句的 make walking a habit 里面的 habit 这个名词。habit 就是指习惯。例如 ,Lillian has the habit of listening to music while working. Lillian 有一边工作一边听音乐的习惯。如果要改掉某种习惯的话，是用 break 这个动词。例如 ,Dad is trying to break the habit of eating before bedtime.爸爸正试着改掉睡前吃东西的习惯。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, well, our lesson says you can think over conversations or just remember funny things that have happened recently. Well, what does it mean to think over something?
Well, when you think over something, this means that you're just thinking about it. Maybe something has happened, you've had a past conversation, and as you're walking, you can think about that past conversation.
Okay. Well, there are other ways you could use this phrase to think over. Maybe your friend invited you to go on a trip, and you need to consider it a lot before you promise. You may need to think it over before committing to the trip. So there are different ways to use that phrase.
Now, Ken, you think of any funny things that you might want to think about as you're walking?
Well, there are lots of funny things to think about. Maybe that funny TV show you saw last night, or a funny conversation with a friend. You know, it sounds like I should just make walking part of my everyday routine.
And you know, Gabe, that's what our lesson suggests. Now, all this discussion about walking reminds me of a very popular saying, walk the talk. What does that mean? Well, the guys in the info cloud have something that they would like to say about this saying.
You might be able to walk while you talk and talk while you walk, but can you walk the talk?
In this expression, walk represents your behavior while talk represents your speech. So walking the talk means behaving in a way that is consistent with what you say.
In contrast, people who merely talk the talk might sound like an expert and even show much knowledge on a subject, but eventually they reveal their words are just boasts and empty promises.
A related expression is practice what you preach, meaning, again, your actions should match your words.
Right. For instance, if you tell others to walk 150 minutes each week to be healthy, but you're not doing it yourself, you're not practicing what you preach. You're not doing what you're saying.
You're just talking the talk. Okay, so why would we use sayings like these? Because talk is cheap. It takes little effort to say, we'll do something, but real effort, the time, money, and energy, is in the doing.
That's right. For example, it doesn't cost us anything to say we want great English, but doing something to reach that goal, there's a cost.
我们中文说知行合一，英文可以用 practice what you preach。我们也可以学一个比较俚语的讲法 walk the talk。talk 讲话跟 preach 一样很简单，但如果要把自己讲的话 walk 实践出来就不容易了。很多人会talk the talk, 开空头支票，只有很少人真的是 walk the talk, 实践诺言。我们会讲这些俗语，往往是因为 talk is cheap。什么叫说是廉价的？意思就是说得很容易，只出一张嘴，但说了之后呢，是应该付诸行动的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys.All right, so how do you go about making walking part of your daily routine?
Well, according to our lesson, it says, instead of parking right next to your office, park a distance away and walk. Now, this is an interesting phrase, a distance away. What exactly does that mean when you park a distance away from something?
Well, you park a certain distance. It could be parking far away, or it could be parking not too far. So you parka certain distance from your office.
Okay. Well, our lesson also says, instead of taking the elevator, walk.
Well, this is also a good idea. This is something that we do here at Studio Classroom, walk up the stairs. Now, do you choose to walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator, Rebecca?
Well, for me, it really depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling very energetic, I will definitely take the stairs. But if I'm feeling really tired, or if I have a lot of bags...Sometimes I may end up taking the elevator, but I prefer the stairs.
I know you do. Rebecca likes to get her exercise whenever she can. Well, you can even have a meeting walking, or a walking meeting, as our lesson says.
Wait, what exactly is a walking meeting?
Well, it's a meeting where you're walking, so not in an office.
I think think we should have some of those.
That's a good idea.
Let's take our meetings to the park and just walk. Sounds pretty effective to me.
Do you think that walking meetings are effective? Maybe.
Well, I mean, remember, we learned that walking is good for your mental health, so I think it could actually be really beneficial.
We should give it a shot sometime. But right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll see Linda in the editor's summary.
Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot.
What are you doing?
I'm walking. I can travel fast, right foot, left foot, or I can travel slow. Walking gets me where I want to go.
Everyone knows that.
But walking is so much more. It's a basic, simple exercise, and it's suitable for almost anyone.
Yes, but...
And walking helps in many ways. Do you know it's good for your heart? It's good for low blood pressure. And it reduces the chance of stroke. And maybe even cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Walking is an easy way to burn calories, too. And lose weight.
Is that so?
Yes. And walking can also keep your brain in shape. It helps prevent memory loss.
Well, that's great news.
And it's good for your mental health, too. Think about it. When you walk, you can think about other things.
So walking really is good for your health.
Yes, and it's also good for your wallet.
My wallet?
Yeah, you can work out without joining a gym.
My wallet will like that.
Right.
From now on, I'm going to make walking a habit.
Great. Well, just follow me. Right foot, left foot. Right foot, left foot.
I feel better already.
Yeah. Right foot, left foot. Right foot.
We are talking about the benefits of walking. And one big benefit is that it's free. Try walking briskly 150 minutes per week to get a good workout. Start by trying to take 1,000 steps in 10 minutes to set the correct pace. Use a pedometer to help you out here. Your mental health will also improve because you don't have to concentrate on walking, so you can think of ideas or consider problems you are facing. Make walking a part of your day. Don't park right next to your office. Park away and walk. And walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Have a walking meeting. Try making walking a habit and see how it makes you feel.
Thank you, Linda. Well, I know that I really enjoy walking. It's very healthy for me and it makes me feel so good. But what about you, Gabe? Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy walking?
Of course, Rebecca. I often walk. Actually, I walk from my home to my scooter, and then I walk from my scooter to the office after I get off the scooter. So I walk a lot.
I don't think that counts. Well, anyway, I hope that you all have enjoyed learning about the benefits of walking. And we have so much to learn next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.